Before the Coffee Gets Cold by Toshikazu Kawaguchi. Read by Irina E.
If you could go back, who would you want to meet?
Chapter 1. The Lovers.
Oh gosh, is that the time? Sorry, I have to go.
The man mumbled evasively as he stood up and reached for his bag.
Eh?
The woman said. She glared with uncertainty. She hadn't heard him say it was over. But he had called her, his girlfriend of 3 years, to come out for a serious conversation. And now he had suddenly announced he was going to work in America. He was to leave immediately, in a few hours. Even without hearing those words, she knew now that the serious conversation was about breaking up. She knew now it was a mistake to have thought, to have hoped, that the serious conversation might have included, "Will you marry me?" for example.
"What?"
the man responded dryly. He didn't make eye contact with her.
"Don't I deserve an explanation?" she asked.
The woman spoke using an interrogative tone the man particularly disliked. They were in a windowless basement cafe. The lighting was provided by just 6 shaded lamps hanging from the ceiling and a single wall lamp near the entrance. A permanent sepia hue stained the cafe interior. Without a clock, there was no way to tell night and day. There were 3 large antique wall clocks in the cafe. The arms of each, however, showed different times. Was this intentional? Or were they just broken? Customers on their first visit never understood why they were like this. Their only option was to check their watches. The man did likewise. While looking at the time on his watch, he started rubbing his fingers above his right eyebrow while his lower lip began to protrude slightly. The woman found that expression particularly exasperating. "And why are you looking like that? Like I'm the one being a pain," she blurted out.
"I'm not thinking that," he replied sheepishly.
"Yes, you are," she insisted. With bottom lip again protruding, he evaded her stare and offered no reply. The man's passive behavior was infuriating the woman more and more. She scowled.
"You want it to be me who says it?"
She reached for her coffee, from which all the heat had now gone. With the sweetest part of the experience lost, it sent her mood plummeting further. The man looked at his watch again and counted back from the boarding time. He had to leave the cafe very soon. Unable to compose himself any better, his fingers had found their way back to his eyebrow. The sight of him so obviously hung up about the time annoyed her. She recklessly plunked the cup down on the table. It came down hard on the saucer. Clang. The loud noise startled him. His fingers, which had been busy caressing his right eyebrow, began to pull at his hair. But then, after taking a short, deep breath, he sat back down and looked her in the face. All of a sudden, his face was calm. In fact, the man's face had so clearly changed that the woman was quite taken aback. She looked down and stared at her hands clenched on her lap. The man who had worried about time didn't wait for the woman to look up. "Now look," he started. No longer muttering, he sounded collected and together. But as if she was actively trying to stop short his next words, the woman said, "Why don't you just go?" She didn't look up. The woman, who wanted an explanation, now refused to hear it. The man sat motionless, as if time itself had stopped. "It's time for you to go, isn't it?" she said, as petulantly as a child. He looked at her, perplexed, as if he didn't understand what she meant. As if she was aware of how childish and unpleasant.